morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Hope your backyard is looking good. And tomorrow, you know, there's probably going to be no more snow there. But we'll check that in with Kara Sherman, who is with the Wilson Performing Arts Center. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning.
Kara, I understand you didn't maybe have quite as much snow as we had in Atlantic.
I don't think so, but it's definitely still here, and it's cold, and well, but I'm looking forward to tomorrow. So.
Yes, but, you know, we all have to remember it's February in Iowa, so who knows what will happen next.
Exactly.
But we know that something is happening this weekend at the Wilson Performing Arts Center.
Yes, actually, we have a really fun weekend in store. We're doing a production this weekend called Love, Loss, and What I Wore. And it's actually a staged reading. It's kind of a reader's theater type of thing with five ladies talking about the stories of, you know, things that you wear, what you were wearing when something happened. You know, maybe your first prom dress, maybe your first brownie uniform, that kind of thing. And so it's a really fun show. Again, it's called Love, Loss, and What I Wore. And it is written by... I'm not going to remember off the top of my head all of a sudden.
That's okay. It's going to be more important to come and see it than at this point know who the author is for sure.
Right, so, and right. It's written by Nora Ephron and Julia Ephron. And it's based on a book that was written by Eileen Beckerman.
And you know, we may not recognize that name, Nora, but she wrote many programs for TV, rom-coms, I guess you call them. So maybe that name is familiar to people.
Right, exactly. Well, the show is, again, this weekend. It's February 10th through the 12th. We're having it actually up at the Red Coach Restaurant, which is 1200 Senate Ave. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7:30, and then we're also doing a Sunday matinee at 2:30. Tickets for this event are only $15, and with that ticket price, we're also having a lovely dessert bar.
Ooh.
So you can come see a show, you can enjoy some wonderful desserts, the lounge will be open for some adult beverages if you need, and, you know, come listen to the stories of these five ladies. You're going to laugh a little, you're going to cry a little, and I'm sure it's going to, you know, kind of jog the memory of many, many out there that just have that, like I say, that idea of your first prom dress or what you wore on your first date with your husband and that kind of thing. So
Kara, are you saving something in your closet or in your storage area somewhere that's would fit one of those categories?
Actually, I do have a lot of old things. You know, you look back on some of this stuff and things hanging in my closet, even my wedding dress,
uh-huh.
And it's like, oh my goodness, you
yes.
know, it's pretty remarkable that when you think back on the times of your life and how as women we can really remember what we were actually wearing at that time.
Yes,
so.
But they made, such impressions, as you say, on our lives, not just at the moment, but over
Absolutely.
The lifetime. So, and this is a little unique, if people have not seen this kind of thing, been involved with this kind of thing. It's a little unique because, although it's not just one person, there's five people, but more just speaking, not so much acting, I think.
Right, exactly. It is just five ladies, you know, kind of sitting on stage, and you know, they're telling you these stories, but it's not like a completely memorized production. So they will have scripts in front of them kind of doing a reading. It's kind of like they're telling you a story,
uh-huh.
reading you a storybook like we used to
okay.
back in the day when you were in kindergarten.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll be telling stories to you. And there's a little bit of everything.
Okay. Do they interact or is it kind of just one person's story at a time?
No, there's some definite interaction
okay.
going on.
So okay, that'll be fun, too.
It's very, you know, as much as it's a staged reading, there's still an awful lot of interaction and laughing and tears to
okay.
be shared by
great.
All.
Okay, great. This sounds really interesting, Kara. I'm looking forward to
yeah.
being a part of that. So, again, that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Correct. And Friday and Saturday at 7:30. Sunday at 2:30, you can call and reserve tickets at 712-623-3183, and tickets will also be available at the door. It certainly helps us in our planning if we know that you're coming ahead of time, but if you just decide suddenly Sunday afternoon you want to come on over to Red Oak, you know, just hop in the car and come. I'm
okay.
sure we'll have seats available.
You want to be sure you have enough dessert for all of
exactly.
us.
Exactly. That's my biggest concern. I don't want to run out of dessert.
Right. So, now you mentioned that we can call you, Yes. But you also have Facebook and a website.
Yep, you can get information from our Facebook page, which is just Wilson Performing Arts, and also our website, which is www.wilsonartscenter.org.
You know, I just jumped into this. I'm assuming, and wrong to assume, that everybody knows where the Wilson Performing Arts Center is located.
Well, yeah, you know, we are in Red Oak, Iowa, 300 Commerce Drive, Red Oak, and yeah, if there's anybody that hasn't had a chance to come, I mean, again, this production is not at the Wilson Performing Arts Center, but
right
when you
down
come to
the
town,
road.
You can't miss it.
yes,
big
right.
Yellow building with, or a big building with a big yellow awning
yes.
sticking out the side.
And that's wonderful, you know, when you're not familiar with the area to see that kind of
yeah.
welcoming bright yellow sign there. So, of course, we're talking about this weekend, but you have something going all the time there. So what's the next performance coming up?
We do have lots of fun things coming up. We also have what's kind of interesting, a little bit different. Next Tuesday, which, of course, is Valentine's Day, we are doing a production that UNI Theater is bringing down. The University of Northern Iowa Theater Department is bringing a production called Palette of Possibility. And this is a special educational opportunity that they're bringing us. It's for those that are on the autism spectrum or other developmental delays. And it's a really interactive, interesting play that they will be doing for, it's specifically for kids, but I think it's also important for parents of those kids with special needs and teachers of those with special needs to come and see this production. And this is next Tuesday here at the Wilson. It's at 6 o'clock. It's about a one-hour show, and there's no admission to this production.
Wow.
It's a free show, and you can just come to the Wilson, and it's going to be a really unique, fun experience, and we're really fortunate that the University of Northern Iowa is sharing this opportunity with us. So I can encourage you to come see A Palette of Possibility. That's Tuesday, February 14th at 6 p.m. And there is no admission fee. I do need to know if you're coming, simply because we can only have a limited number of seats. So if you call 712-623-3183 and let me know how many are coming in your party, I'll get you set up. And it's going to be a really fun, unique experience. So I encourage anyone to come and see it, but most especially those with special needs kids, and to bring those kids and let them get involved with the production.
Okay. And we can appreciate the talent of our young people in the UNI Theater. So all in all, just a positive for everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
So the 14th is that next date. Then what?
Well, then our next big show coming up is at the end of March already. We're just kind of ticking right through this year. We have an Irish show called Ellis Island, and it is March 24th. It's going to be some great Irish dance music. We are holding this one again up at the Red Coach Restaurant, where we'll be having dinner and the show, and so you can come have a nice Irish meal and do some Irish dancing, and it's going to be just a ton of fun. So that is March 24th, 7 o'clock. And tickets are $25, and it's going to be just a really fun evening.
Yeah, most of the Irish music, or at least when I think of Irish music, is pretty happy and yeah, quite lively. And, we maybe don't all do the really fancy dancing, but we can all enjoy the music. So,
oh, absolutely. Yeah. We might not be able to actually do the jig, but
right.
we can get up there and enjoy it. And so there'll be lots of Irish merriment going on March 24th up at the Red Coach Inn. And for Ellis Island, dinner and the music, it's $25 a ticket, and it starts at 7 o'clock on March 24th.
Okay. And then let's just mention the next date, and then you might mention again your website and Facebook.
Right, absolutely. After that, April 22nd, we have an illusionist by the name of Reza coming, and he is quite phenomenal. He's been touring all over the world, and he is going to be a ton of fun. This is one to definitely grab the family and come see this show. He's quite remarkable. So that's April 22nd. And then we have, in June coming up, we have Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. And that kind of wraps up our 16-17 season.
Okay.
So it's been quite a year.
So if we want to go online, Wilson Performing Arts, and also check out Facebook to get all of that information. We want to thank you very much, Kara Sherman, who is the director for the Wilson Performing Arts Center located in Red Oak, Iowa.
Thank you.
Until next time, here's a thought. Doing the best in the moment puts you in the best place for the next moment.